Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
See, he believed that the seed thought would grow to a harvest in your mind. Because you have been given the mind of Christ. But would you go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 16? The title of this little message is The Church. I'm going to deal with that since it's an anniversary of the church. And I'm going to read a passage of scripture that has been argued on for quite a long time. I mean, argued from Protestant to Catholic. Catholic means universal, means one church. That's what it was called, Catholic. And I want to deal with these things and what this church does or what every church should do. I don't mean this to sound arrogant or prideful, but this church, we believe everything God says. I can say that without any reservation whatsoever at all. Have we received everything God said? No, but we ain't dead yet. And the fat lady ain't sung. See, but we just believe it all. Now, I don't know about other churches, but this church will not deviate from scripture in any way, shape, or form. Because the word of God is God himself. And when you deviate from the word, you deviate from God, and you shouldn't do that. Now, he may do some things you don't understand, but that's all right. So do parents. But that doesn't stop you from being a parent or stop you from being a child. So I want to talk today, and I'll be reading the old King James Version, Matthew chapter 16. I want to start reading in verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others, Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter, who was once called Cephas, answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the anointed one in his anointing." And Simon Peter answers, and let me read it again, verse 16, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." That was Peter's confession. Okay, you get that, remember that. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." So Peter heard the Father's voice. Here's the revelation of the church now. "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Right there, that passage of scripture has brought great argument in the body of Christ because it needs to be answered. If you go to the Vatican, anybody ever been to the Vatican? I've been to the Vatican. I mean, anybody else has been to the Vatican here? If you look at the Vatican dome, they say, thou art Peter. Thou art Peter, the church, see. So some people believe that God built the church on Peter. Some people believe that God built the church on Peter's confession. Protestants went over that. And then some believe that God built the church on Jesus Christ, the Redeemer himself. Yes. All three are good. That's not the issue. Yes, Peter is a cornerstone of the church, but Jesus is the chief cornerstone. What was his confession? "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, St. Augustine was highly well known in his day and was considered a theologian of theologians. Now, I don't know if he saw this in the spirit or not. He told everybody, and people believed him, that when Jesus talked to Peter, he said, "Thou art Peter." Pointed his finger at Peter. Now, this is literally correct according to St. Augustine, what people said St. Augustine did. "Thou art Peter," and he pointed to himself, "upon this rock, Jesus, I shall build my church. And the gates of hell," actually the word hell, there is mistranslated, "the gates of Hades shall not prevail against the church." That's why I'm not concerned about anything that's going on in this day and time, in the chaos that we see in the time that we live in it. Because we have a promise of God, which is a covenant promise, and my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. So it don't make no difference what they do, but it makes all the difference what you're willing to believe. So three things. Some people believe that the church is founded upon Peter. Some people believe that the church is founded upon the confession of Peter. And some people believe that the church is founded upon Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. I will tell you what's right. Are you ready? By example, when Peter began to preach the gospel, 3,000 people were added to the church. Yes. To who?
The church.
The church, not Peter's family. They were not called patrines. They were called Christians. That tells you right there that God founded this church upon Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. But that takes nothing away from Peter. Jesus being the chief cornerstone and Peter being the cornerstone. See what I'm saying? A cornerstone and a chief cornerstone. A vast difference there. Wonderful person. Now you got to understand, Jesus rebukes him a little down the road, called him a devil, told him to get behind him. See, you see what I'm saying? So God don't build a church on someone that God calls a devil. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. So the evidence of the church was built not only on the confession, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, but on the actual redemptive power of Jesus Christ to change the world. And Peter was a great part of it. And you should never, discourage that or criticize that, because you have to answer that in the scripture, you see. So I want you to write this down. The church gives you the ability to use the tongue of the learned. That's Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. He has given me the tongue of the learned. Not the tongue of memorization, but the tongue of the learned. See, when you learn something, you don't forget it. You can memorize something for after a while, but if you don't repeat it, you will forget it. But when you learn something, it sticks with you for a long time. Actually, for as long as you'll live. So write this down. The church gives you the ability to use the tongue of the learned. And what is a learned tongue? What is that? What does that mean, a learned tongue? Write this down. A learned tongue will not cause a fight within the church's boundaries. See, if you want to know the tongue of the learned, it's not fighting the person sitting next to you. That's the tongue of the learned. You agree to disagree, but you don't leave. There's no, in the tongue of the learned, there is no such thing as called church splits. You see, because the tongue of the learned says, come together, let us reason together. You see, the tongue of the learned says, by his stripes you were healed, but I am sick. I'm not dealing with your sickness. I'm dealing with your healing. You're looking at the wrong thing instead of the right thing. See, that's the tongue of the learned. Are y'all enjoying this? Now watch this. Let me say it again. Write this down. I know I'm going fast. The church gives you the ability to use the tongue of the learned. The scripture you go read is Isaiah 50, verse 4. Gives you that ability. Then I told you a learned tongue will not cause a fight within the church's boundaries. That's why I don't fight church people. I've had people leave me. I don't know why. If they want to, that's fine. But I still love them. I don't care. They can do whatever they want to do. You can't hate me more than I can love you. Why? Because I have received the tongue of the learned. That's why I believe in faith, because the tongue of the learned is the tongue of faith. It says what it says no matter what it sees. Because the evidence of faith is not seen. So it makes no difference what I see. It makes all the difference to what I say. So you say by what you say, not by what you see. Do you see that? And then Christ, the hope of glory, comes inside of you. So what happened in those three things, you honor Peter. You honor his confession. But you honor the King of Kings, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright morning star, God himself manifested in the flesh. That this was built on. They said it will call Christians at Antioch in the different places. So notice that. So that's what this church is built on. But the confession is built on that also. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'll say this, and a lot of people don't understand something about Satan. He destroyed himself with his own mouth. He believed and knew that Jesus was the Messiah. But he did not know he was the Son of God. Why? Because you see, he said, if I'd have known, I'd have never crucified him. He knew him as the Messiah, the anointed one is anointed, because nobody could do miracles like that. That's got to be him. He said, so he was so proud that he killed the Messiah, but you can't kill the Son of God, because he came back 3 days later. And with the own confession of the greatest enemy God's ever had, Satan himself, he said, if we'd have known, we'd have never crucified him. And what God did through Christ, through the incarnation, was to build a church to be governed by him through the personage of the Holy Spirit. Christ in you See, so that's what I mean by the tongue of the learned. If you understand what I'm trying to explain, that thing, now they've been fighting over this for centuries. You see what I'm saying? Because you see, what happens is fighting. Well, if you understand the tongue of the learned, you don't fight. You agree to disagree. How many ladies here can make a gumbo? Hold your hand up. Hold them all up. I bet you every one of you got a different flavor. Because a gumbo is personal. And gumbo should only be made by Cajuns. Everybody else, quit. You're destroying our reputation. Our bad gumbo is better than any person's great gumbo. But a Cajun can make a gumbo. How many of you can make a jambalaya? Oh, look at that. Well, the guy that makes the best jambalaya in this church is Richie Pichon. That's right, 6 pounds of sausage, 5 pounds of Boston butt rump roast, Le Parent, kitchen bouquet, 5 pounds of onions. You burp a lot, but you enjoy yourself. I just gave it a recipe. He made it yesterday and brought us some. It was hot. He must have been hungry. He gave it to me. Said, I'll see you later. I got to go eat. Man, when you're cooking that and you're not eating it, you get hungry. See? So when you understand the tongue of the learned will not cause a fight within the church's boundaries. I will not speak evil of people. I will speak the truth about people, which may sound evil. Because it's not critical, it's being truthful. You see what I'm saying? Jesus said, you Pharisees are snakes, hypocrites, and vipers. He wasn't judging them. That was the simple fact. That was the truth. He wasn't being critical. He was being truthful. You see, and that's the vast. And the truth will do what? It will set you free. That's called, because it sets you free, it's bound up in the tongue of the learned. Ooh, so when you understand that, you'll see that, write this down. It was the heart of Jesus. And I love this. God gave me this. This just blessed me. I never seen this before till yesterday. It was the heart of Jesus to sow seed thoughts. Everybody say seed thoughts. Now let me finish the point. It was It was the habit of Jesus to sow seed thoughts in the mind of men and women rather than give detailed instructions. See, he believed that the seed thought would grow to a harvest in your mind. Because you have been given the mind of Christ. Ooh, this is good. It was the habit of Jesus to sow seed thoughts in the mind of men and women rather than give detailed instructions. That's why he let the world talk about Peter being the rock, building on Peter or building on Peter's confession or building upon Jesus himself. Let the seed thoughts of your mind develop to the harvest of this wonderful person called Christ, the hope of glory. You never heard that before, you did. I never did neither. Till yesterday, the Lord said, I said, that's what you've been doing me all my life. He said, yeah, I let you work out the little details. I just give you a seed thought. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Is this good stuff or what? How does it come? Through the tongue of the learned. That's why we're celebrating 27 years. This church, people say, I am the founder. No, I'm not. Jesus is the founder. I work for him. I am an employee of the Jesus of Nazareth Evangelistic Association. But I'm also on the board because I'm family. Glory to God. Do you see that? It was a seed thought in Kathy's mind. It was not a seed thought in my mind because I'm thinking world, world, world. What I failed to realize that the local outreach is the world. Now watch this. When we first opened it up, we hired Betty Garrison's husband, David Sostrand. I remember how many times I went to Dallas and I said, David, I'll never build a church. Remember I told you that? But if I ever do, I'd like you to pastor it. But I made him up. I'm not doing it. And I was right. I never built it. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that built that. But because my word is my bond, I called him and Betty. I said, y'all come on down. Y'all pray about it. You don't need to. I don't know why you want to pray about it because I already prayed. You know, but then they did. And he became the first pastor of this church. For how many years? 11? I believe it was 11 years, something like that. It was a blessing of the Lord. Been knowing David and Betty for a long, long time. But you see, It became a seed thought in my mind, but it became detailed in Kathy's mind. Then the day she comes to me, she says, I am going to pastor this church. Now, that makes a lot of you preachers mad because you see, you don't understand. You ain't never butted up against a strong woman. She will whip your butt. You know what I'm saying? Women are strong. Well, women should be silent in the church. Women have never been silent in their lives. That's not a shot. That's not a shot at all. Because women control the world. They just let men think they do. It's a fact. You just got married. Wait, son. Just wait. It's coming, let me tell you. So when you understand that, it's just true. Because you see, if women should be silent in the church, then Renee can't sing. And that would be a travesty for Renee not to sing. Oh, you greeters, you women, you can't greet. You got to shut up and sit down. See how foolish and ignorant that is. Just ignorant, you know. And I understand those ways. I know what Paul was saying. In other words, keep order in the church. Don't holler at your husband across on the other side and vice versa. Holler him at the house, you know, that kind of stuff. For God's sake, so we can get the word out. See, and if women will obey their husbands, that's the tongue of the learned. I didn't have one man say amen. Y'all bunch of cowards. That's what y'all are. Look, even Ron smiling. I ain't saying nothing. Pia's here, man. No, that's a joke. We submit to each other. See, so let me say that again. It was the habit of Jesus to sow seed thoughts in the mind of men and women rather than give detailed instructions. He said, this, be filled with the Holy Ghost. He didn't give the detailed instructions. He put the seed thought. See, now you have to develop it with a renewed mind, but not being conformed, but transformed. In other words, you got a lot to do with what God thinks about. You ought to write that down. That will help you, see, in every area of your life. Write this down. The church is the divine visible society of which Christ himself is the master builder. Everything is built on Christ. The church is the divine visible society of which Christ himself is the master builder. Never thinking in my life that I would be called to preach this glorious gospel. And where's the first place I preached it? The church. Now, see, you thinking the church is the building. No. The church is the people. And Christ is the Lord over the church. But built on him. Because 3,000 people were born again when Peter began to preach that gospel. So he has to be called a great center stone where Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Do you see that? That's not being ignorant or critical of the Catholic Church or the Methodist Church. But, you know, everybody begin to divide up. This is what we're going to believe and this is what you're going to believe. Whoa, wait. Why don't we believe what the Word of God says instead of somebody's opinion? See, I'd rather know about your convictions than your opinions. Because your opinion is going to change, but your convictions don't. Convictions who makes you who you are. So the church is the divine visible society of which Christ himself is the master builder. So when I understand that, we started building this, I knew it was going to happen. I never declared what I said, Lord, how do you want to do this? He said, well, Jesse, it's up to you. He said, you can borrow money and I'll pay it every month or we can build it debt free. I said, well, since we're talking, let's knock this puppy out and build it debt free. I didn't have the money. This building was supposed to cost about 12 million, 10 to 12. And the Lord said, you'll build it for 7 million and you'll go under budget. I said, okay. Now, when I told that to the contractor, who's a wonderful man, especially the architect, you just know where you can do that. See, this is Italian marble. This stuff right here, this stuff is expensive. Do you know how old this rug? How old is this rug, Kathy? This carpet?
24 years.
How old?
24 years.
24 years old. This is stuff that you get at the Ritz-Carlton in the finest hotels in the world. And look at it. It don't look like it's been walked on. Well, thank God to our people, housekeeping and maintenance, they take care of this place. Give them a hand clap for that. But when you buy good stuff, it lasts. Well, God the Father sent good stuff, Jesus Christ, and you should be lasting. You shouldn't have worn tracks on your back. Satan ought to have the worn tracks on his back. See, why? Because you are the visible society of which Christ himself was the chief builder. So when he told me to build it, they said, you can't do it for that. Well, but the God said I could do all things. Now, I see something's happening here. You either believe them, they're going by what they think, their opinions, and some of their experiences, or you can believe that scripture, my covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. You have a choice. I don't deny what things cost. I don't mean that. That's not the issue. And we came in at $6,746,000. When we walked into this building, it was worth about almost $13 million. Today, it's over $30 million. Debt free. Go ahead, give the Lord a great hand clap. But who built it, all I did was obey. But it was founded upon Jesus Christ and him crucified. See, the church is built upon, write this down. The church is built upon people who are a witness for Christ. Not a witness for a Baptist. Not the witness for a Catholic. Not a witness for a Pentecostal. Not a witness for the Seventh-day Adventist. Good people. Not a witness for the Nazarene church. Or the Church of God of Prophecy. Or the Assembly of God Church. You should not be known as AG. I lost a few of you right there. You should not be known as Baptist. That's right. Come on, nothing wrong with those names. Or Catholic. I mean, if you want stickability, go down to the River Road today and look at Little Red Church. How long that place has been there? What, 300 years? It's got bigger. It didn't get smaller. I don't think it could be smaller when it was first built. But a priest named Father Barmero decided, I will build this church. God will use me, and I will be here for people. And it's out there till today. That's a wonderful testimony. You could say it's like Peter. Peter said, I will work for this Jesus Christ. So you're going to have people put up something in honor of Peter, just like they did Father Bartimaeus. Nothing wrong with that. But if you go inside that church, you're going to see Jesus. I love this month's partner offer, Four Ways to Imitate God. I often say, the only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. We should be examples of Christ with the fragrance of God on us and flowing through us. Get your copy at jdm.org and start walking in God's great love and power. It's for you. Get it today. Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed. Has your faith been ignited today? I believe it has. Listen, the church is the divine, visible society of which Christ himself is the master builder. And who's the church? Well, it's not that building you go to. It's me and you. Right here, me and you. And Jesus Christ is the Lord over us. Now, you think about that. Why? He's the chief cornerstone. Now, you think about that. I want to tell you something. It don't get no better at all in life. Serving Jesus is where it's at. I tell people, if you don't like the way you was born, try it again. It's better the second time around. Thank you, Lord. And I believe people are being born again right now. I can sense it in my spirit. All you got to do is say, Jesus, forgive me and accept me. That is so simple that you need a good theologian to help you misunderstand. Hey, I want to tell y'all something. I want to thank all of you who send me questions. I have a great one to answer right now. This is from a viewer named Jody. She asked, Jesse, who is the patriarch in the Bible that you most identify with? Abraham. I like Isaac. I like Jacob. I do, but it's just something about Abraham. Consider not, stagger not, fully persuaded. And you know what I love about him? He walked by faith and not by sight. Okay, he said, God told him, get away from your family and start walking. Didn't tell him where he was going. He just took off. Isn't that a blessing? That's why I like him so much. I'm a faith walker myself. My product order, my new book, Overwhelm. You know, so many people believe that God wants them to settle in life. No, that's a lie from the enemy. God wants to give you an overwhelming life full of God's blessing. This book will help you achieve that. How do I get it? You can order it at jdm.org for all the ordering information. You'll be blessed. Partners, thank you. Without you, we couldn't do what we do. And that's just simply a fact. I mean, we reach people, change lives, one soul at a time because of your faithful financial support. So do something today, my Lord, and for every dollar given, you've heard me say it thousands of times, I want a soul into the kingdom. Tell other people about our ministry. There's no secret sin here. We're scandal free. Now, people lie about us on a lot of different things, but it's just simply not true. God is so good. Till next week, Jesse saying, I love you. I really do. Thank you, partners, for helping me reach people, okay? See you next week. Bye-bye.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
Take it to the world. Take it everywhere. And let your light so shine.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. My new book, The Hidden Help, I share a few of those biblical stories and some of my own personal experiences with angelic beings. Remember, this world isn't all there is. You are unique in God's creation, and the hidden help is always here for you. Order your copy today at jdm.org.
When the devil tries to get me to do this and do something that's not honorable before God, I said, I am bought with a price, Satan, that you cannot afford. In other words, each and every one of us are very expensive. Think about that for a minute. Jesus bought and paid a price by his blood for the washing away of your sin. Watch this, never to be remembered against you anymore.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.